Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:01. I will call the meeting to order. And we have our first order of business, of course, is the approval of the minutes from the July 25th meeting. And those were sent around with your packets. Do we have any motion relative to the minutes?
I'll move to approve those minutes. This is Doug.
Okay, this is Brad. I'll second that. Do we have any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor, please say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug.
Okay, thank you. Item number three, we have some loans this month. And
it's a small packet.
Yeah.
Six loans have been approved for public purpose, Brent.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'll make a motion to approve the loans. Do we have a second?
I'm sort of waiting to see if the treasurer has a change of heart.
Today.
So this is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion regarding the loans?
This is Matt, just real quick. I did call all six borrowers, and I kind of kind of do a little due diligence and see if and why people go with us, you know, for various reasons, and if they've received any other competitive bids. And first of all, I don't believe in all six cases that they couldn't have got the loan somewhere else. So that's kind of one of the things that, as we look at, you know, I know Doug has had that question in the past, is, you know, could these people get their loans elsewhere? And seemingly they could. Most of them, it seemed about half of them did not get any other offers. They just literally just went with us. And then in the two instances that I have where they did look for another offer, our offer was the cheapest. For like Polar, theirs was more. The local bank was more. And then Mishicot Village, the local banks were also more as well. So.
Well, this is Doug. I'm not sure whether I think it's a good idea for board members to be calling these people and questioning them. I let Jonathan comment on that, or Tom.
It might be, if we have these questions, and I don't know if as a board we all do, but I think there's something to that. I know that at least one of the clerks reached out, and this caused them some concern as to whether we've made some policy change. They did make very clear that during the conversations, the treasurer was very respectful, and I think they used the term gentlemanly and everything. It was not an adverse conversation at all, but it did get them a little rattled as to, are we on the brink of a policy change? And that isn't we have made no such determinations. We've had some discussions raised by the treasurer, but
I guess, can I speak to that?
I
don't disagree with some of the concepts you guys are saying. The people that I talked today were, you know, usually it's a clerk or a treasurer. First of all, really great people. Every person I talked to, just very, you can tell they're, you know, good people that work in these towns and these villages. And all I'm asking them is if they've looked at any other options, and just wondering as a competitive thing, because we don't get anything from the staff as to if these people are, you know, looking at a better rate. And the only way we can know if our rates are competitive is if we know what our competitors are. And
this is Doug. I understand that point of that concept.
Mm-hmm.
But if we as a board decide, and we might, and I would probably vote in favor, I think, of doing some due diligence to learn some of these things, I think we would instruct our staff to do it for us, and then put together a report of what they learned from talking to a certain number of our borrowers. That strikes me as a reasonable approach, not having one board member calling them and possibly getting them a little concerned. So, and I really think that should be the way we do it.
Well, that's all fine for me. And I guess in the future, if we could know if the staff will tell us if there's people, because, you know, a lot of these instances, the borrowers aren't going anywhere else. So it's whatever we offer them. And to be honest, in the 2 weeks that I've called, I basically got the answer that I needed to know, is that these loans aren't necessarily needed. I mean, they like the BCPL, but they could get the loan somewhere else. And seemingly our rates are either the same or cheaper. So So I've got the intel that I frankly need, so I don't know if I'm going to call every week anyway. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that if there is a larger concern that we want to collect longer term data, I think we can have that conversation with Jonathan and the staff and see about what we want to do. But okay.
Okay. Fine by me too.
Brad.
Any other discussion? Oh, go ahead.
This is Jonathan. Let me just add an observation. Because we monitor constantly the rates that are out in the market. And particularly, we're getting feedback from every one of our customers on a real-time basis. Every one of our customers can go somewhere else. I mean, they have the ability to borrow this money that they're borrowing from us from some other source in every single case. They may pay a little bit more in some cases, or they may have more restrictions in others, and basically they find us to be convenient because of our flexibility. And the reason is we've got this simple program. It's the one thing that this agency does that is unique under our portfolio, and we're making 2.5 points above the benchmark, which is a pretty good return with no risk. So I guess I'd like to say that I agree that any one of our borrowers can find an alternative source to borrow from. We do get a number, and if you'll notice the last page that was included in your packet, there's 3 or 4 more since then, that come back to us and they basically use our quote to get their bank to match it or another source to match it or exceed it, and then they cancel their loan with us. So what we're doing here is basically running a market share operation. We've got just what, Rich, $400 million out on this right now?
We do.
We have $400 million of our $1 billion out on this loan program right now. We don't have a place, in our estimation, until the investment policy is adopted, that where we can place this money with a better return. Now, if you want to talk about should we look at analyzing our rates, is there perhaps room for us to raise them, I think we could have that discussion and probably be productive. We anticipate raising the rates sometime this fall again when Janet Yellen, if she comes through with her oft-pronounced promises, does so as well.
Okay, this is Doug. Let's get going.
Okay. Any other discussion on the loans? All right, all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
I'm waiting patiently.
Have to know.
I thought you wanted to get going, Doug.
This is Doug. I will vote yes so these schools can have their money.
All right. Then there's no old business on our agenda. Then there is item number 4, discuss possibility of BCPL owning state facilities. And this was an idea that or an agenda item that Matt submitted. He's got some attachments.
I wasn't planning to talk about that much today. This is the only way I can really get you guys stuff. I figured we'd talk about this in a future meeting, but these are just some concept, and I mean, obviously you don't know what all these things are, but
okay.
Basically, I'll just briefly say what they are and then I'll move on.
Okay.
The first few pages deal with a Femrite building, which is a building that was our data center that was recently purchased. I think it was done in the wrong way where we rented it for a bunch of years. The second deals with the corrections building, which is the old AmFam headquarters. We're paying in rent basically probably every 2 years what that building's worth. So the taxpayer is getting a terrible deal. The third one is the DOA building that in 07 Jim Doyle tried to sell. Luckily, it didn't happen. There was some fraud. A guy went to jail for it. And then the last few pages deal with DOJ, and that's just kind of as a possibility going forward, a building we could possibly build if we did a crime lab or something. But I'm happy to talk about it. Otherwise, we can deal with this in a subsequent meeting.
Well, I looked over the materials, and there would be a lot of questions, and my thought was to see whether it might be fruitful for the staff to put together some information. Are there other states that have any kind of programs like this that might be something for us to look at?
Yes, there are, Brad. The Alaska does direct commercial loans, and as does Colorado, I believe. A number of the states that we put a premium on trying to find out this, a number of states have a hybrid where they may actually, a number of them will invest in REITs, a number of them will invest in a hybrid where they'll commingle funds with other endowments or other investors in a project. And then occasionally people are doing, we believe, but I don't have a lot of detail on this, maybe you do, Tom, where they'll do a direct project.
Colorado, I think, was the only one that was doing those direct projects.
Yeah, this is Doug. I've got an institutional memory here. California actually built some skyscrapers in downtown San Francisco, I think, or they owned them or something. Arizona invested in a shopping center, made gobs of money near Phoenix. So there are ways of doing this. My reaction to what Matt has sent us is building the building might have some viability. We have to look at the numbers, and the staff can give us some information eventually. Buying these existing old buildings, I don't find quite as appealing, but we can learn more about this.
One last point, though, just so that since this is my proposal and I've thrown it out there, just so we be clear, because other states, as the guys mentioned, the only thing I'm proposing would be to buy a building, and as like Doug just said, maybe a built where we build a building where it's exclusively for state properties. I don't want to be buying shopping malls. I don't want to be, and other states do that through their REITs or individual, but that's not something I'm proposing. It would only be for state facilities. So that would house state employees.
Okay. So I think, Jonathan, you indicated that it would be possible to try to put together some kind of a report that we can review at a later meeting.
Yeah, it might help focus the discussion. We'll work with what Matt's provided us and what we know to be the case with other states. I think there is an opportunity here, especially with our investment policy, to be looking at 7 to 10 to 15% of our resources and someday being invested in real estate.
Okay, what's next?
Okay. We have item 5. Discussing issues regarding BCBL State Trust Fund loans. So I think this is kind of back a little bit to the conversation that we were having back relative to this month's loans or this week's loans.
Yeah, and I'll let Jonathan try to work up something to get to us at some point. But when I left the meeting, when we met as a group at over at the headquarters there, you know, I was talking to the UW advisors, for example, and one of the things that they mentioned is, you know, having different rates for possibly different borrowers, which, again, would require some work on the staff's point. And that's just kind of, I just think we should look at these more options of, because if it's a bonding, if we're giving it to a borrower that has no other option but us, and they're not going to the bond market, well, we're probably going to get a better rate. And if you look at, like, Richfield that Jonathan added to the calendar, I didn't specifically want that in there, but Richfield, when they went for their loan for us, we gave 3.5%, the second to last page in the packet, for 20 years, when all the other rates from the other lenders was just much lower or much higher and much shorter term. So I don't know why we're not trying to get more, because my whole point is we have a fiduciary duty to the beneficiaries, which is our fund, which is the kids. We do not have a fiduciary duty to give the municipalities a great sweetheart deal. So I've talked about this a lot, and you don't have to go on more if you don't want to.
Okay. Are we done?
Then any future agenda items? All right. Jonathan, any executive secretary report?
Nope, nothing today.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
All right.
I'll second the motion, Doug.
All right, then.
Okay, everybody.
All in favor, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Aye, aye.